T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, you hear him every day from 2 to 6, and of course on the award-winning podcast, Cash the Ticket and Always Aggravated. For the first time in 2020, at least publicly, we say hello and happy new year to the great one, Mike Valenti. How you doing, Michael?
Oh my God, what an intro. Jesus.
Come on.
My God.
What's going on? I don't know. Good mood, even though our teams completely blow. I do want to ask you this because of your schedule, where you don't have to get up as early as I do, and you're more of an NBA guy, as time permitted. Did you happen to watch the starting debut of Sekou at all last night? And if so, what'd you think?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask him if he tweets New York baseball writers for keeping people out of the Hall of Fame.
He's somewhat normal, unlike me.
Yeah, no to the second one. I gave it the first quarter, but I mean, look, here's the problem, and I apologize about the background noise. The puppy shot out of a cannon today. I can't justify watching the Pistons.
I know.
You know, at 10:30 at night for a long stretch. I mean, I watch most of their games, sadly, and it's just one of the least redeeming products in all of sports. But I mean, the problem with the Dumboya thing. You're going to start, you're going to play a couple of games, right? You're going to come out, you're going to put some numbers up, and here's the dirty secret. Then the tape gets out. Then the tendencies get out, and then you get shut down. So, it's something to watch locally. Right. Cool, I dig it. I hope he starts the rest of the year, as long as it doesn't hurt his confidence or hurt the kid's development. But I can't take much out of that. I mean, that's a game the Clippers... The Clippers could have played blindfolded and won by 10.
Yeah, that's. I didn't see it. I just figured, how he ran the floor, that type of stuff. But
he's an athletic big. I mean, look.
Yeah. And he just turned 19 years old, so give the kid a couple years. That's fine.
Yeah, I wasn't really ready to make any judgments on him probably till he's 21 years old. I really thought he was going to take 2-3 years.
By the way, in the papers, you probably know, Tom Gore spoke to the beat writers from his home courtside seat at the Staples Center. And it seems to us that he has finally gotten on board with something that everybody around here, including you, wanted 2 years ago.
Yeah, congratulations to Tom Gores. That's nice. Be the guy who puts the 17th bullet in the dead body.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom. Mm-hmm. No, but the problem, too, I love the question that was asked, Andre's got to make his decision. No, Tom, that isn't how this works. You make the decision for the player. If you weren't fully committed to giving him an extension, you should have traded them last year, like all of us were talking about. You don't get to come out this year and go, well, we got to see what Andre's going to do. That's called leverage, Tom, and you gave it all up. Like, it's just, this guy is such a dullard. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
We're sweet leather jackets.
This guy is rich. What'd you say, Reese?
He wears some sweet leather jackets, I'll tell you that much.
And boots that don't fit.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Michael, I got to ask you. So yesterday I'm listening to your world-class program, and you guys broke the news of Paul Pasqualoni being gone. And, I'm going a little run in the neighborhood, and for some reason I'm getting a little infuriated because I cannot think of another head coach that gets a job, gets to put together a staff, 2 years in, whacks 8 guys, and then gets to re-put together his staff. I don't think an example like that exists in the NFL. It blows my mind. So I want to ask you this question, because I'm about as hopeless about the Lions as I've ever been since Matt Millen. Of our pathetic, awful franchises, include your Spartans, Michigan 2, whatever, who are you the most hopeless about? What team in Detroit are you the most hopeless about?
Most hopeless?
Yes.
Tigers. I just think baseball is such a brutal sport, top to bottom, to rebuild if you don't have everyone moving in the same direction. And I don't think Hal Avila has a clue what he's doing. I just don't. And I think the Tigers are, Jesus, Riggs, I don't know, 5 years away from even having a roster I would care about. When you look at the Lions, it's still the NFL, and it's still a league where you can go from 4 or 5 wins to 9 or 10, and next year. Reeds, no, I don't think it's going to work out. And I agree with you. The last time I remember somebody doing it like this was like Lovie Smith when he was about to be fired by the Bears. The difference is...
That was like 7 years in, though, right?
Exactly, and he had already been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But this is... I don't know, why would you fire six guys? And then a day later, oh, Paul's going to step away from coaching. Like,
yeah, when a month ago he said he needs the money.
Yeah, my kid's a sophomore at BC. I hope I keep working. Month later, I miss home. You're like, come on, what are we doing here? I can't explain it. I mean, obviously, Riggs and Stoney, you guys have lived here your entire life. I've lived here since 98. I don't understand anything they do. I don't. And I don't think this will work, but I think the Tigers are just way more hopeless. I really do. It's guys, look at baseball and you look at a lot of franchises you perceive to be good and they don't win. And then you start digging into it and you're looking and you're going, wait a second. You mean to tell me that this rebuild has been done exclusively with starting pitching prospects? Like again, one's going to blow out. One's going to go to the pen. One's going to be good. One's going to suck. So for every four, you end up with one who might be good.
Right.
Then one. Go ahead.
No position players, and they're in a division now. Where everybody talks about Cleveland, and they're still going to be good, even though they're selling some stuff off. The Twins keep getting. And look at what the White Sox are doing.
White Sox are loaded.
Yes.
White Sox are loaded.
I get sexually excited about the White Sox. They have a ton of prospects. Okay. They go out, they sign a bunch of guys. I mean, seriously, that's how it should be done. There's hope in the south side of Chicago. There ain't no hope here.
No, so, I mean, that would be my – why? What's your vote? I mean, I could say the Pistons, too, because they're as far away from a championship as anybody.
I actually said because, especially if he does not make a change in the next month – that Michigan State football could be in an ultimate abyss, basically.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no question about that. That's easy candy for me if you want to go that direction.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
Said the Lions. I mean, it's just, I don't get how it works. I don't get why these guys have jobs. I don't get why you allow Matt Patricia. It's like Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are Martha's grandkids, and she just lets them run it how she wants or they want. They're both con men, too. It makes me... For some reason, an organization that I never thought I would allow piss me off again, it really angers me for some reason.
No, and it's weird, too, is like if you put together such a bad staff that eight of these people needed to be let go and only four of your original assistants are there from when you got here 2 years ago, then really the problem's with you. You didn't do a good – like if you built a radio station – and the station was dead last and nobody listened and all your shows sucked, well, then guess what? You, who put it together, are fired. You don't get to redo it. I don't know. Guys, I can't explain it. I feel so bad for people who actually still care about this nonsense. I mean, this football team is total nonsense.
All right, we got real professional football this weekend, the playoffs before your dog. Everybody say, this is going to be the end of the Patriots dynasty. Do you see that happening this weekend?
I'm probably walking right into a rake. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I love Tennessee. Mike, first, I mean, Ryan Tannehill since week seven. All right. Okay, let's take it easy over there. Sorry about that,
That's
guys.
Okay.
I told you, puppy, shot out of a cannon.
That's okay.
So that's what happens when my other dog takes his bone. So, no, look, Tannehill's got the highest QB rating in football. Since week seven, they got a power running game. I mean, Henry's a monster this year. The Patriots don't stop the run really well, and I don't think they're going to run it real well against Tennessee. And then what? Tom Brady's supposed to go out and win a game? The Patriots' secret has always been the bye week. Always. They don't have it this week.
Right.
I'm probably walking right into it, Mike, and I get anyone who's making fun of it and going, oh, boy, he's an idiot. Oh, fine, I'll walk into it. I haven't seen the Patriots play a quality football game in some time. I'm going to ride Tennessee on that one.
Elsewhere, the Saints, 7.5, 8.5. That's a lot of
Doesn't
points. I think they blow them out.
I think Kirk Cousins is going to turn into a pumpkin. This is what he does in big games. He goes from, oh my God, that guy should be my quarterback, to why is there a pumpkin at the 34-yard line? Yeah, I just Saints by 10 plus. I think the number, they're begging you to take the Vikings, begging you.
And at the link, look, the Eagles have played well the last few weeks, but they've beaten really no good team, unless you consider Dallas decent. Wentz, his first playoff. I don't know. Russell Wilson, I still think they win in Philly.
This is the one I have the hardest time with. I really do. Because you're right on everything you said. The problem is you're basically taking a one-man army in Russell Wilson. They don't have Chris Carson anymore. The offense has been primarily broken for the last month. Their defense is nowhere near what people assume, you know, the Seahawks to be. You got to go into Philly where they're going to take the runaway. They're going to make you throw it. And even then, they've been middle of the pack. I kind of think the Eagles are sneaky here. I just, Mike, you and I have talked Eagles all year long. I haven't been afraid to bet them. I haven't been afraid to kind of mix it up with them. My fear is maybe finally the injuries catch up. I mean, Ertz isn't going to play. He's got a lacerated kidney. Miles Sanders is banged up. It's one I'm going to wait to see. Like, if Miles Sanders gets a full go and they can line up with Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders and hammer away at Seattle.
Boston Scott, baby.
I can't buy that in a big playoff game. I know. I know to finish the year against the Giants, he looks sweet. But, yeah, I just – is it wrong if I tell you I got to wait? I want to wait and see who's actually going to play.
Right.
But I'm not writing the Eagles off here. I'm not.
So I'd assume the Titans are then your dog of the week.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's probably dumb, and it's probably something a lot of people are saying this week. But I just – I can't fight it. I think the Patriots blow. They're not any good. Like, what am I supposed to do? I watch the games, and I'm like, Jesus, Brady looks like he's starring in Cocoon, too. It's just done.
Yeah, all indications point that way, but it's the history. You can't get it out of your head. Kind of like the Lions' history, only the reverse.
And, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Ain't that the truth?
Quick question. Does Sparty beat Michigan by, what, 15 this weekend at the Breslin? 16, 20?
Nah,
it's
going to
be a blowout.
Good.
Oh, no, I don't think Michigan's very good either.
No, I was about to say that. You know, people freaked out when they beat a bad North Carolina team. Well, here we are. I just, look, if they had waited to put out the preseason rankings for 24 hours, we wouldn't have been number one. You know, that whole thing was, oh, Langford's going to play and Hauser might be eligible. Neither of those is happening. We're not that good. I think we're okay. I think we're maybe a Sweet 16 team. Should we win? Yes. No, Reeves, I'm not going to throw some 15-point blowout out there. I haven't seen it. I thought they played well last night against Illinois, which was nice, which is a team that beat Michigan. But overall, I've seen enough games where I'm like, gee whiz, this is a tough watch. We don't shoot the three very well. You know, we just lack, you know, whether it's, you know, the game against Duke where we have no answers for a big, you know, like you have Teske. I don't know. I think we'll win.
Yeah, you have Bingham, though.
He played great.
Listen,
he played very well last
Marcus
night.
Marcus alone, will you please?
He played good last
being
night.
Being complimentary,
he's
that terrific, guy blocks
yeah.
everything.
He made
Coburn.
I'm hoping.
He killed
I'm
Coburn.
Hoping in another year or two, he has that Goran Sutton senior year magic. Okay, just leave Bingham alone.
Oh, no, he was great against
quick.
Illinois. I thought
all right,
yesterday.
Go take care of your dogs, Mikey. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
He's having a conniption. He's upset about the Lions' upcoming draft pick. There you go.
Talk to you later. It's Mike Delante. It'll be on at 2 o'clock as always. Here's T.O.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.